A much less well-known publication is this one from Valgebsky and colleagues, who actually analyzed the overview according to the quality of the radiotherapy delivered. So they divided these patients into three categories: those who'd received optimal dosage between 40 and 60 gray and irradiation of both the chest wall and the peripheral lymphatics, a second category in which they'd received some optimal radiotherapy, either less than 40 gray or more than 60 gray, and a third category where less than the chest wall and the peripheral lymphatics was irradiated. And you can see here where adequate dosage was given and there was comprehensive irradiation of the chest wall and peripheral lymphatics, there was a 6.4% increase in 10-year survival. So the quality of the radiotherapy matters.